Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, March 22nd. A series of town halls will be happening throughout Gray and Bruce counties next month, focusing on drug trafficking and substance use. The Gray-Bruce Community Safety and Wellbeing Planning Group will be holding town hall-style meetings to talk about drug use in the community. They will have law enforcement and health and social experts to give insights into drug trafficking, substance use, and harm reduction. The sessions will also have information about the warning signs of drug trafficking, as well as share how investigations are conducted. Dates for the town halls can be found on our website. Gray Highlands is extending the deadline for the proposed Beaver Valley Village subdivision draft plan. Council approved granting a 3-year extension to May 2028 during its meeting on March 18th. The City of Owen Sound is reminding residents on how they can be part of a community-based solution to Sharp's disposal. With the snow finally melting, some may find improperly disposed syringes or other drug paraphernalia in public spaces. If you do find these items, you are encouraged to call the Public Works Department or submit a report through the city's online portal. Additionally, there are Sharp's disposal bins around the city. On to national news, Canada's new prime minister and its premiers agreed Friday to pursue plans to move more energy across the country, as well as tear down internal trade barriers and build big projects faster. According to media reports, the meeting between Mark Carney and the premiers came just 1 week after Carney was sworn in as prime minister and about 36 hours before he is expected to call a federal election. Carney said he and the premiers are looking to build a framework for growth in response to the tariff crisis triggered by U.S. President Donald Trump. Canada is trying to win the hearts and minds of Americans with an ad campaign against U.S. tariffs targeting 12 Republican voting states. According to media reports, Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly said the federal government paid for ads on digital billboards along key highways in red states, where the majority voted for President Donald Trump. These states include Florida, Nevada, Georgia, New Hampshire, Michigan, and Ohio. The government also launched a television ad campaign at home, which features footage from across the country, as well as archival video footage of hockey games and key moments in Canadian history. And a statue of Wayne Gretzky in Edmonton has been smeared with poop after the hockey icon drew criticism from Canadians for his public support of President Donald Trump. According to media reports, the vandalized statue was discovered yesterday in downtown Edmonton. Gretzky had previously been criticized on social media following Canada's victory against the United States in the Four Nations face-off, where he was Canada's honorary captain. Gretzky has been repeatedly spotted at Trump's side, with the president even commenting about Gretzky running for prime minister. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack lost to the Kitchener Rangers last night. Matt Hermes has more.
Jack Pridham scored the game winner with just over 6 minutes remaining in the third as the Rangers clipped the Attack 3-2. The loss, coupled with Sioux and Sarnia wins, leaves the Attack and Sting tied for the lone remaining playoff spot in the Western Conference. Sarnia plays its final game Sunday, while the Attack close it out tonight at the Bayshore against the Guelph Storm, a win, and they're guaranteed at least a tiebreaker game next week. Matt Hermes, Kitchener.
Meanwhile, in Game 1 of the PJHL Public Division Finals, Hanover beat Fergus 7-3, and Durham beat Milverton 4-3 in Game 5 of the Ontario Elite Hockey League, winning the championship and claiming the Hugh McLean Trophy. You can find more sports over on the Gray Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.